Welcome to Comment with me, George Galloway, here on Press TV, still the voice of the voiceless. Comment is the big conversation, even the great debate, but it can only be either of those if you join in. That's why, above all, I need your telephone calls. 44208-601-4555. That's the number to call. You call us, we'll call you back, establish a clear line, and remember, if you get on the television with me, the volume on your television has to be down at zero, or I'll have to move swiftly on. You can SMS the show, and the best of those will come up here on the comment wall. The number for that is 4478-0008066, or you can email me at comment@presstv.co.uk. You can even tweet me at comment_presstv. And all of those will come up here if they pass muster, if they cut the mustard. The question is a basic one, but a very important one. Why should Netanyahu be arrested when he visits the UK? Well, first of all, I hope that the government will have the sense to cancel the visit by Netanyahu. I say to David Cameron, your government is unpopular enough. I really don't know what you have to gain by bringing Netanyahu to the United Kingdom, rolling out a red carpet for him, giving him the full state visitor treatment, meeting him, receiving him on the steps of 10 Downing Street. I promise you, every one of those pictures is a vote loser. Every one of those pictures will be, the result will be the hemorrhaging, further hemorrhaging of your political support. And talking about hemorrhaging and therefore blood, let me adumbrate the many reasons why Netanyahu should be arrested when he arrives here. The first of those is that he is a mass murderer. A mass murderer, a serial killer, a child killer. It doesn't get more serious, does it, than that? The blood of 500 children, 500 children from just last summer. I mean, the blood isn't even properly dry. The children are not properly cold in their grave. And he murdered them. 500 of them. More than 2,000 people just last summer. I know what you did last summer, Netanyahu. You killed more than 2,000 people who had nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. You massacred them. You shot them like fish in a barrel. Except they weren't shot, they were torn to pieces by high explosive ordnance and sheets of flying glass and red-hot, razor-sharp flying steel. You killed them from the land, you killed them from the air, you killed them from the sea. You did not differentiate between the people that you killed, and having slain them, you then slandered them. You called them terrorists, or you said that they were human shields of terrorists. You lied and lied and lied again when you destroyed hospitals and clinics and schools and kindergartens. You lied that you had no choice but to do so because there were terrorists hiding out amongst the children. And when the BBC's correspondent, Jeremy Bowen, the respected senior BBC foreign editor, Jeremy Bowen, said that he had seen no evidence whatsoever of anybody using anybody else as a human shield in Gaza on the Palestinian side. There are many examples of Israelis using Palestinians as human shields. When Jeremy Bowen said that, mysteriously, he disappeared on holiday in the middle of a war when he is the most experienced Middle East reporter that the BBC has. And if you believe he was on holiday, you'll believe anything. So Netanyahu is a serial killer, he's a mass murderer, he's a child killer. Why then is he coming to Britain? Well, 72,000 people have signed a petition online. It's easy to do. We're going to show you how to do it, to say that he should be banned from Britain. He should not be allowed to come to Britain. And if he does come to Britain, he should be arrested. Now, in the quite recent past, we would ourselves have been able to try to persuade a magistrate in the London area to issue a warrant for his arrest. We did it with the other killers, Zippy Livni and the head of the Israeli armed forces at the time. I think maybe 5 years ago, I might be getting that wrong, maybe a little less, we persuaded a magistrate to issue a warrant for their arrest, and they had to rush out of Britain, scrambling, scarpering to an obscure provincial airport so that they could fly out of Britain before the arrest warrant could be prosecuted. And David Cameron promptly changed the law so that it could not happen again. Now, the Attorney General has to consent to any magistrate issuing an arrest warrant against a foreign politician. So that avenue is now denied us. On the other hand, if our 72,000 signatures on this petition should become 100,000, then the rules say that Parliament should hold a debate on the subject of the petition. And if we get more than 100,000, maybe many more than 100,000, and we surely should, surely could, then the Parliament will have very real difficulty in refusing to hold a full-dress debate about the subject of the petition. But don't take my word for all of that. Let's have a look at one or two of the things that Save the Children, very respectable charitable organisation, whose patron is, I think, the Princess Royal, had to say. The infant mortality rate in Gaza has nearly doubled since Netanyahu took over. That's my statistic, not Save the Children's. The infant mortality rate in Gaza has nearly doubled since Netanyahu took over. That's the children that are dying of lack of food, lack of clean water, lack of medicine, lack of medical facilities, dying. Children, almost doubled since Netanyahu took over. But these are Save the Children's findings. Thousands of children in Gaza suffer permanent disability. That's apart from all those that were murdered. Thousands of them suffer permanent disability. Over 75% of Gaza's children experience, for example, unusual bedwetting regularly. And 89% of the children in Gaza suffer constant feelings of fear and anxiety. So there you go, you see, they're either killing children or they are placing them in such a state of fear and anxiety as to reduce the quality of their lives beyond any kind of justification. Now, the British Foreign Ministry says of our petition that it's a, quote, PR exercise with no real meaning. Well, that's a better description of a visit to Britain by Benjamin Netanyahu, is it not? Is that not a PR exercise with no real meaning? Seems like one to me. But the British Foreign Ministry, your government, that you pay for, says this, and I quote, bilateral ties between Britain and Israel are closer than ever before, as evidenced by data on mutual trade, which has doubled in recent years, and by cooperation in academic studies, culture, and science between the two countries. Why is that? Why, if Britain is a civilized and democratic country, does it boast that its relations with a gangster, rogue, terrorist, illegally nuclear-armed state, which is occupying the land that belongs to their neighbors, why should we boast that our ties to them are closer than ever before? Isn't Britain supposed to be on the side of democracy? Is that not why we invaded and occupied Iraq? Is that not why we're giving money and material to the terrorists in Syria, because we believe in democracy, in human rights, in liberty, why then are we boasting that our relations with the world's biggest lawbreaker, why are we boasting that they have become closer than they have ever been? Even Ban Ki-moon, it's not often you get him to say anything of note, said this in July last year, while the killing of all those children was taking place. He said this. Watch it.
This morning, yet another United Nations school sheltering thousands of Palestinian families suffered a reprehensible attack. All available evidence points to Israeli artillery as the cause. Nothing is more shameful than attacking sleeping children.
There you go. Nothing is more shameful than attacking sleeping children. That's true. Except maybe there's one thing more shameful. And that would be to say that there's nothing more shameful than attacking sleeping children and then doing nothing about it. Perhaps it's even more shameful to think that there's nothing more shameful than killing sleeping children, but to go on giving the killers of the sleeping children every dollar, every gun, every bullet, every rocket, every plane, every piece of propaganda and statecraft that we can to the people who killed the sleeping children. And that's what David Cameron plans to do in September. And we have to try and stop him. There is a petition. I hope we're going to put it up there on the comment wall. Here it is here. A petition, Benjamin Netanyahu to be arrested for war crimes when he arrives in London. There's how you do it. It's got 72,863 signatures. And as I told you, at 100,000 signatures, the petition will be considered for debate in Parliament. You know, we had far more than that on our demonstrations last summer. There are millions of people in Britain, millions of them, who don't want this criminal to come to Britain. Well, they've got to put their name on a petition to try and stop it. There's a million, more than a million, Muslims in London. There's 2.7 million Muslims in Britain. Shouldn't they all be signing that petition? Shouldn't everyone who cares about the plight of the Christians in the Holy Land have their names on that petition? Shouldn't everyone who wept for those children last summer have their name on that petition? Let's spread the word. Damien Moran in Manchester is the hero that started this petition, and he's on the line now. Damien, welcome.
Hi, George. How's it going?
Well, good, thanks. And I'm taking my metaphorical hat off to you for starting petition. How long has it taken to get to 72,000? And what's the prospect?
It's only taken 12 days to get to 72,000.
That's pretty good going, actually.
I had 10,000 on the first day.
That's pretty good going. How is it being spread?
Through social media, just Facebook, Twitter, various different things like that. I'm not with an organization or anything. I just did it off myself and have a good network of pro-Palestinian friends on Facebook, so they helped me out a lot with it.
Well, if you tweet it to me at George Galloway, maybe you have already, but do it again, please. And I'll retweet it. I've now got nearly a quarter of a million followers on Twitter, more than half a million others elsewhere on social media. I'll do everything that I can. And
that's
then
great.
When you get up to the 100,000, as I'm sure that you will,
we
need to press the MPs to make sure that there's a debate on the matter, don't we?
They usually try and weasel out of it, like.
Yes, they do, but I was a part of a petition to get them to debate Kashmir. They didn't want to debate that either, but we got so many signatures that they had to debate it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're easily going to have 100,000, I know we are. It's without a doubt. We'll have 100,000 long before he has feet hit the tarmac.
When is he coming? He's coming in September. Have we got a date?
No, I'm not sure. I think it's around about the 12th, and then he's going to the US after that to see his other government.
He's going to the US to try and overthrow the US government of President Obama.
Well, he's coming here, and anybody can tell you, he's coming here to try and drum up support against the Iran deal. So that's what he's here for.
Indeed. Is there a website or anything that people can contact to help you in this, Damien?
Well, I'm on a group. I just joined a group there in the last couple of days. They got in contact with me because of the petition. They're called Four Pal Kids. They're a great
group. Well, I'll tell you what, if we get that in writing, we'll put it up here on the screen so that those watching can contact you and see if they can help, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, that's great.
Damien, you're a gentleman and a scholar. Thanks very much indeed for the call. Damien Moran in Manchester, the man who within 12 days has got 72,863 signatures, and I want to get it to 100,000 as quickly as we possibly can. Joseph's on the line in Australia. Let's hear from him. My goodness, it must be the middle of the night there, Joseph.
Yeah, hi, George.
Hi.
I don't know if you've heard of the bomber, Arthur Harris, Sir Arthur Harris.
Yes, Bomber Harris, they called him, yes.
And if he ever visited other countries, was there ever a petition for him to stop visiting other countries for his murderous bombing campaign? Or,
No, because Britain was in a state of total war with the Nazi dictatorship that had conquered all of Europe and was busily massacring Jews. I would have thought you were a big supporter of Bomber Harris, Joseph.
Well, no, I'm not, George, because if you're going to call Benjamin Netanyahu a war criminal, can you call
him? Well,
I'll
Winston tell you, Churchill? let's make the comparison between Bomber Harris and Benjamin Netanyahu. I must say, I hope they're paying you well, Joseph, staying up all night to fly Netanyahu's flag here regularly with me on Press TV. Here's the differences. Bomber Harris and the Royal Air Force and the British Armed Forces, the Army and the Royal Navy gave their blood to defeat fascism. A fascism that had subjugated virtually the entire continent of Europe. Our people made very, very grave sacrifices in order to defeat fascism. And we did so because we hate fascism. And that's why we hate Netanyahu, who murders little children in their beds when they're sleeping in United Nations hospitals and schools in an area, tiny area, locked up for the duration so that they can all be murdered with ease. You disgust me, Joseph, in Australia. You disgust me trying to compare the heroes of the anti-fascist war, including Bomber Harris, with this mass murder by fascists. Get off the airwaves and don't call me again. I really don't want to look at your name or hear your miserable, paid-for voice again. Julian is in London. Let's hear from him. Julian, go ahead.
Well dealt with there, fella. Well done.
Thank you. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of these supporters of Zionist murder, thinking they can bully, subjugate, intimidate, silence, censor anybody who raises their voices against them. I'm sick of it, Julian.
They just expose themselves anyway, George, for what they are. So that's the only idea I take from that. So Netanyahu is coming over, but also we've got the Israeli football team coming to play Wales in a qualifier on the 6th of September. It's a Sunday, and I want to encourage everyone to get to the Millennium Stadium and protest it. They should not be here either.
There's actually a coach going from London, Julian. Some of the fine men and women who are organising it were at my meeting in Tooting the other night. Do you happen to know the website address or how people can contact them?
Football Against Apartheid.
Football Against Apartheid, FAI, that's right. Football Against Apartheid. Actually, I'll retweet that later also, Julian.
Nice one, Julian.
It is a disgrace. Nice. Why is the Welsh Football Association doing that? Why do people entertain this apartheid mob?
Apartheid South Africa, which was not tolerated on the cricket pitch, and Israel should not be tolerated on the football pitch.
Very well said. In fact, Peter Hain, do you remember, and the anti-apartheid in the 70s were destroying cricket pitches rather than see apartheid South Africa play cricket on them.
Too right.
Okay, Julian in London, thanks for that call and the best of luck. I can't be there actually on Sunday the 6th of September, but I encourage everyone who can be there to be there. Talking about apartheid, let's go to South Africa and talk to Ali. Go ahead, Ali.
George, it's nice talking to a great man still.
Thank you, sir.
The old biblical saying, truth forever in the wrong and wrong forever in the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. And behind the dim unknown standeth God, watching above his own. George, there is so many, the intelligentsia in Israel, they all just have been pushed into a corner. They are voiceless. At least you have some voice, but they have no voice there. I think Netanyahu is psychologically sick, and I think we should look at it from a psychological point of view. I don't know if he should get any positive strokes.
Well, maybe we should arrest him and have him committed, maybe to Broadmoor, and they could investigate his psychosis that allows him to sleep at night, apparently, even though he has the blood of hundreds of children on his hands. Maybe you're right. Maybe he's not all there. Maybe we need psychiatric evaluation.
Yes, not only him, but also those donkeys in Saudi Arabia, similar. So I think this is my point, George. I don't want to take up much of your time, but good luck to you, sir.
Thank you, Ali. Always a pleasure. Thanks. Let's go to Brighton. Nazar is in Brighton on this fine summer's evening. Go ahead, Nazar.
Hi, George. I'd just like to say good luck with your mayoral campaign. And,
thank you.
Thanks to all the Press TV staff who worked tirelessly to get your show running. I'd like to say that the campaign and the petition to arrest Netanyahu is vital, not just for British Palestinians, British Muslims, British Palestinian activists, but for BDS itself. If we can successfully prevent such a war criminal from coming onto our turf, nothing's impossible for us. What I'd like to say is, one who isn't willing to comply with international law shouldn't be allowed into international turf, and that should be it.
That's a very good point, you know. It's a very good point. International law is very clear. It is extant for more than 40 years. He's refusing to apply that which international law has demanded must be applied, namely the complete withdrawal from the occupied territories, the reversal of the annexation of Jerusalem. These are all illegal acts. And he's refusing, as he has the power to do, to withdraw and comply with international law. He refuses to do so, so why should we welcome him? Why should we be rolling out a red carpet for an international lawbreaker? He should be arrested on sight. Look at him. That's the picture we should see. Him doing the perp walk. We need a number under these two pictures to mark his arrest, fingerprinting, DNA extracting, and the slamming of the cell door shut. I'll tell you this, that would make Britain the most popular country in the world. It would make the British government more popular than it ever could have dreamt it would be. I'll be back in just 3 minutes, God willing, after a short news bulletin. Don't go away. You're watching Comment with me, George Galloway, on Press TV. Still
into state houses and should not be allowed to visit decent countries and decent societies. But unfortunately, we know how the world is going today, particularly the world that America and Britain want to create out of the world. And that is a world where whoever they approve of, then the person is free to commit all manners of crime, kill people, disobey every international law, breach them, and they can even boast about it. And so Netanyahu is coming to Britain and is bringing with him a basket full of the blood of Palestinian children. And the British media and the British establishment is going to pretend that Netanyahu is a friend, Netanyahu is a Democrat, Netanyahu represents a country with whom they share their common values. Then the question is, what is the common value that Britain shares with Israel, the state of Israel, a country that for several decades have been occupying another land, a country that is occupying part of Syria and claiming that that part of Syria is now part of Israel, a country that boasts every time threatens that it will attack other countries like Iran, a country that has attacked Syria before now, a country that has attacked Iraq, a country that even in international waters attacked Mavi Marmara and killed Turkish activists, and up to today nothing has been said about it by the so-called international community. I look at the whole thing called international community, and the feeling that I have is that the British establishment and people like Netanyahu share a common ancestry. And what is that ancestry? Is the ancestry of racial superiority, the ancestry of the oppression of colored people and other people, whether based on color or based on geographical region or based on their religion. And so Britain did the same thing in time past, killed people as far away as in India in order to possess their land and exploit their resources. And today, Israel is doing the same thing. And they can come and claim that they share the same values. Yes, they share the same values, but certainly those values they share are not the universal values shared by other countries. It is not the value of democracy because they don't practice democracy. America can boast about its democratic values, but a cursory look at the American Constitution, which was made at a time when the so-called freedom fighters in America were slave owners, and they declared openly that we, the people of America, give ourselves this constitution and declare that it is self-evident that all men are created equal. At the time when they were holding blacks, at the time when they were killing Indians, so who were the men they were describing? Of course, they were describing men who look like them, who believe in what they believe. Those were people they called men. And as far as they are concerned, those are the people with respect to whom they talk about democracy. And it is the same thing today. So when Cameron will be receiving Netanyahu, they'll be talking from the same page because they share the same views, the same racist views, they share the same oppressive views of other people who are not able to defend themselves.
Well, look, Bonnie, I'm quite good with words, but I couldn't do better than you've just done. As a peroration, That was truly outstanding, and I agreed with every single word of it, and I'm grateful to you for calling from Nigeria to make those points. Here is the address of the Parliament website. You need to go on there, you need to go to the petition page, and you need to sign up. It's really very important. Fatima is in Edmonton, in Canada. Let's hear from her. Fatima, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
I cannot agree more than what Bonnie just
Wasn't said, he wonderful? What a magnificent, magnificent speech.
Very wonderful one. And I just want to add something to what I have seen here in Edmonton. We have one of the three-party member of NDP. He had posted something on his Facebook page in regards to something that was posted by the Amnesty International. All he did was he just agreed with that. And unfortunately, he was disqualified as well as thrown out of the NDP nomination race. Now, that's how far as I see that this country who calls himself that they are the powerful has reached our small town of Edmonton. That's very unfortunate. And when I see the pictures last week, or this week, I should say, in regards to the Bedouins whose homes were demolished, I think these are just repetition pictures that, just makes you cry when you see these Bedouins living peacefully in their own land in a very poor state that they live in, but they are happy that they are living on their own land. Now, if the world cannot sympathize with such poor people, Bedouins, then I don't know what else can be done. And I don't know the way Harper government has been harping on the people in Canada about restricting our intermingling or propagating more about awareness of the crimes being committed. We are now facing what the world is facing. I thought Canada was a safe country, but I can assure you with the Harper government, we are not safe anymore.
Well, I know all about the Harper government, Fatima. Thank you for that wonderful call. I know all about them, and I know about the melancholy case of the NDP candidate. Some friends of mine in Canada, in Vancouver, just wrote to me about it the other day. I am aware of it. I don't want to intrude on the internal domestic politics of Canada, but I am bound to say this, that Canada under Harper has become nothing more than an embassy for Benjamin Netanyahu. A great country, once admired, even loved around the world, Canada has allowed itself to be dragged by Harper and Jason Kenney and his government of neocon cowboys, the last redoubt of George Bushism on the American continent. They have allowed themselves, Canada, to lose their credibility, their credit, the respect that they had in the world. And all for what? All to serve the interests of Netanyahu. Even more than the government of the United States itself, the Canadian political system has been corrupted and perverted by this peculiar, to say the least, peculiar love affair between the neocons in Canada and the murder gang of Netanyahu. I hope very much in the forthcoming election Harper will be defeated. I hope he's defeated by the NDP and by the Liberal Party under Mr. Trudeau Jr. I hope they can form a unity government between them. And I hope that they will understand this, that no matter how strong, how wealthy the supporters of Netanyahu are, that there are among us many who will stand up for Haq, who will stand up for what's right, whatever the cost, whatever the price, we will pay it, because we don't live for today. Those of us who believe live for the last day. We live for the judgment day, when we will have to answer to the Almighty for what we did and what we didn't do. Ali is in Birmingham. Let's hear from him. Ali! Ali, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm here, yes.
Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yes, I go. It's right. The bombing for children without reason, and the prisoning in no justice in there, is his government. Is involved. He killed without.
We've lost Ali. It was a very, very bad line to begin with. Ali, call us back. Here's the stats. Just last summer, he killed more than 2,300 people. Overwhelmingly, civilian people, and most of them, women and children. 550 children, many of them small children. Now, let's go to Bahrain. Rofi, I think is the name. I can't quite read it, but let's go to Bahrain anyway.
Good evening, Mr. Galloway.
Rofia, welcome.
This is Rofia. I have talked to you twice.
Yes, I remember now. Welcome.
Yeah. Thank you. I want to address 2 points. First of all, regarding people always calling these rogue leaders and these criminal leaders mentally ill. Okay, I want to make something clear for the sake of science. These people are not mentally ill, and they are responsible for their behavior, because if we call them mentally ill, or they claim that they are mentally ill, then they get off the hook, because they are not responsible for their behavior. They are psychopaths, and psychopathy is not mental illness, according to American Psychiatric Association, and they do not include it in their book that is called Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. And that is the book that psychiatrists and psychologists use to diagnose mental illness. Psychopathy is not there. Psychopaths, they have no conscience. They don't feel remorse for their behavior, among other characteristics. So that is one point. And so these politicians, and they, most of the time, they are very high on the scale of psychopathy. They are totally intact when it comes to mental health. Second point I want to address is regarding the UK's relationship with some countries, including Israel. UK always boasts about good relationships they have with, whether it is Israel or some other countries that I will not mention. And they keep saying that things are very good in these countries, human rights are improving, things are getting much better, everything is, you know, so nice and so good and so healthy. And they keep improving their relationships with the dictators of these countries at the expense of the people, people's wealth, people's welfare, people's rights and everything. So it is not just Israel that Britain boasts about their relationship with. There are other countries, and you can figure that out for yourself.
I've already figured it out, and I'm grateful to you. At some risk to yourself for pointing it out. Britain's best friends in the Middle East region are Saudi Arabia and Israel. Go figure. Go figure. And then go to that website and sign that petition. Otherwise, then don't imagine that whatever it is that you feel inside will have been enough. You have to raise your hand, raise your voice, and curse in your heart Benjamin Netanyahu. Continue the discussion on Twitter. comment_PressTV.
Hello, if you just comment your name and the number, and just make sure that your celebrity volume is set up to 0.
Zero. Can you spell your name for me?
Yeah, I know. You redirect it to the phone number, and then we'll be back.
Can I have your